Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, 1, 2, 3. Hey, everyone. It's Tony Schiavone. Glad to be talking to all my slapdicks. Glad to be here with the king of slapdicks, the one and only Cassio Kid. This is Cassio's Cuts. If you want to hear my episode, it's episode 6, so go back and listen to that. Other than that, go fuck yourself.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another edition of Cassio's Cut. I'm your host, Cassio. I am joined by my buddy, the current New South Wrestling champ, Adam Priest. What's up, bub?
What's up, Cassio? How you doing, buddy?
Now, we have to tell everybody, on AEW, you're Battleground, so you're sitting in the middle of Battleground somewhere.
Yeah, can everybody see the – yeah, so there's all the trees. That's what you're looking at.
That's how much Battleground is in the end of the sticks. You got to get service out there. I love it.
You got to drive to get service.
You know the spots to get service. Well, dude, let's talk some wrestling, man. We'll get to it, but you got a big show this weekend in my hometown of Gadsden, Alabama, and you're going to be wrestling the two-time New South champ, but not current. Cabana Man Dan, who's been on the show. That's going down this Saturday, man. That's a big match for you.
Yeah. Dan's a two-time champ, but that means you lost it twice, and I don't plan on losing it yet. So we'll see how that bows for him, you know. But we've been running in Gadsden here lately. Had some really good crowds there. I know, you know, Gadsden's one of the greatest cities in Alabama.
Nicely done.
Yeah, lack of better words, I guess. But your hometown, Dan's hometown also. So
you're going to be getting some heat, boy.
Yeah. He likes to fill the crowd with some, I don't know if it's paid family or paid friends or what it is. But crowd's a lot of times half and half on me. So we'll see. It might be worse down there.
You're all heat and gas, and I'm going to spread the word.
Yeah.
What's your favorite soda to wear? In case they throw it in there, I'll tell them which ones to get.
I don't want to get sticky. That's for later. Let's just throw water.
Have you been hit by a soda?
No, diving in crowds and stuff, I've gotten a lot of stuff all on me, but I hadn't had anything thrown at me because I hadn't got arrested yet, so that's good.
is that an immediate assault charge right there?
Yeah, we're going to have problems.
What's the closest you got? What's the most heat you got?
Oh.
I mean, choice words, you'll get those every night. But
yeah, I've had some slurs thrown at me, but I don't get butt hurt about that. But, man, I don't know. That's a good question. I've had them reach over and put their hands on me and stuff like that in certain places in Georgia and Tennessee. It gets a little hairy, but nothing too crazy to write home about.
All right, well, let's chit chat a little bit, talk about some wrestling. How'd you get into it? Where'd you start? Who inspired you?
Well, I don't want to break any kayfabe here, but we've watched some wrestling before together. We've both been wrestling fans, I think, our whole life, man. I don't remember ever not being into wrestling. I grew up in it. My mom's got a funny Ric Flair story. My dad grew up knowing, you know, he would know like Tojo Yamamoto. I would hear all that stuff all the time. But then my aunt and uncle really got me into it, Attitude Era. So, like, I grew up early 2000s is the wrestling that I, you know, grew up with, the Eddie Guerrero's, the Benoit's, the, you know, the Triple H, all that stuff. That's kind of what I grew up watching. But I never don't remember being in it. Kind of got away from it in middle school and high school, you know, because sometimes it ain't the coolest thing. But then you get out of school and you're like, oh, that is the real cool stuff. So I got back into it. And when I got out of high school, I told myself I'd be mad at myself if I didn't try it. And I found some – am I allowed to cuss or are we keeping it PG?
Yeah, no. Just say whatever you want.
Some shithole place in Boaz, Alabama. So – but that was just – you know, I had no idea how to get in. You know, you don't know about wrestling schools and all that stuff. And I pretty much – my aunt and uncle took me to a show having fun one night. They used to go to the show in Boaz. And pretty much just a little building, tin building. And they introduced me to the guy that ran the show. And I had some athleticism. You know, I'm kind of a smaller guy, but I've always been in sports and stuff. But they asked me to come, and I went and tried out. Pretty much people just told me how to fall and threw me around. I wouldn't say there was a whole lot of technical prowess and training. So pretty much got thrown around for a while, and then I figured out I needed to find somewhere else to go. So I went to another place. It was called GCW, before the famous GCW that everybody knows about. It was in, ran like in Pell City, you know, middle of Alabama, and started training there. That's where I met Cabana Man Dan and some of those guys. And they got me in, and that got me into Georgia. That got me into Tennessee, and then stuff started rolling a little bit. So,
and now you got a how many five? You got a five defense run here going, four?
Yeah, probably about five or six. Five or six matches now. Five or six. Faced guys like Alex Zane. Beat Derek Neal for the belt. He's a dick, but he's a great wrestler.
can you fight Manders?
Me and Manders wrestled in Huntsville at a furniture factory. So yeah, he beat me up pretty good. I'm still beat up about 2 weeks later. My ankle's still blown out. My back's hurting. So but he's a big man.
You said you're not the biggest guy, but watching you wrestle, I guess some people it's the name that shall not be spoken, but talking in-ring stuff, of course. Did you have a lot of Benoit in your style? And I know you mentioned him and Eddie, which you got a lot of Eddie. I mean, I assume that was, you know, a big influence on you. You didn't just randomly end up like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't take it as a disrespect hearing the Benoit stuff. People can say whatever they say, but he's the, one guy when I got back into it. I think when you're a kid, you're into all the bigger characters and stuff like that. And then when you get in, and you start paying attention, you go, oh, those guys are really what's up, you know. Yeah. So some of those Benoit and Eddie matches, Eddie and Kurt Angle, those matches is what I still watch this day all the time. And I think you're always influenced by the style you grew up with. And of course, I've watched, now that I've gotten in, I've watched tons of old Flair. And I do every Flair, you know, moving the book. So, you know, Flair, Benoit, Eddie, definitely Kurt Angle too. I get Jamie Noble all the time. He's great. Just some of those guys. And I just try and pick what I can from those guys. And it's just, I think it's the most effective style. And I just think in the early 2000s, they kind of had it figured out. That's just kind of how I look at it. So,
you've mentioned him twice now. Are you going to let us in on your funny Ric Flair story with your mom? Is that legal?
It's legal. So, well,
you look uncomfortable.
So,
You don't have to.
Well, just with the climate now.
Don't do it.
He was coming down the ring. Okay. He just complimented my mom one night. And she loves to rub it in my face, you know. So it was flattering. There was nothing, you know, it was a very, very nice comment. It was Flair being Flair. So I'll have to tell you on in person.
He was in the ring and your mom was in the crowd?
No, he was coming down to the ring and she was on the aisle.
Oh, he's on his way.
Yeah, it was her birthday and her and her friends went to a show. I don't know if it was Huntsville. I mean, it was obviously WCW or you know, maybe earlier. But yeah, he complimented her and said she was a beautiful woman. So that's about all I'll say.
All right, and just for clarification, for those listening not in the Alabama area, Boaz, are you talking about the place with the hand-painted wooden sign that says Midget Wrestling and Buff Bagwell here every Saturday night?
Yeah, every week. It's the same flyer all week, every week.
But do they have Midget Wrestling?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a midget beat the shit out of me with a kendo stick there. That was some of my first nights there.
So, how many times is Buff there? Because he's just permanently on there.
Oh, I remember Buff being there when I was there, but, like, I'm not crapping on the guys there. I like the guy. But they it was the same flyer every week. They didn't put a lot of effort in.
Yeah.
It was always Buff or Johnny Swinger there. And
oh, I missed the Johnny Swinger.
Yeah, I remember Bullet. I met Bullet there, you know, so he was under the hood. Yeah, so that was some of my first stars I met. I remember Buff and hearing all those stories and stuff. So, yeah, it was a funny – I think you need to start at a place like that, honestly.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to – has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, just cut you. Oh, no.
I got you there.
Yep. Look at this guy.
Sorry.
You're here. Look at this guy.
Who's popping in? Oh, what a piece of shit.
Why you got a shiner for? Someone kick your ass?
Well, somebody's going to have to because you ain't Saturday, buddy.
Oh.
Well, last time we met, I believe I beat you. So I don't think I should have any problem doing it again.
Well, Dan, here's the thing. As I told Cassio, you're the two-time champ, and that means you lost twice. And I don't think you're going to have to worry about losing a third time, bud.
Well.
I know you're going to pack your family and your friends and try to turn them on me, but you can do that all you want, Dan.
Try to turn them.
I don't have to be the one to try to turn them. They're kind of lukewarm on you anyways. So all I got to do is just got to reach to the people. Reach to the people.
Dan, you're bringing him to our hometown, Gadsden. This is going to be bad for him.
That's not going to be good.
I already told him he's going to catch a lot of heat just walking in the building.
That'll be a first.
Well, but here's the thing. Here's the thing about Gadsden. Is I went to the worst strip club of my life there. It was a Hardee's that turned into a strip club. So that tells you all you need to know about the people in Gadsden. So
I'll have you know it's a Baptist church now.
What?
Adam, put some respect on the gentleman's club name, okay?
Oh, I didn't know the name. I walked in and walked out and went to a real city like Huntsville. Am I right, Cassio?
Well, don't tear me between my two cities now. You're trying to get me in trouble. First of all, I love that they didn't even try to think of a name. It's just the gentleman's club.
Yeah, real creative. Real creative.
Well, Babes was already taken, so. What all you need to know is they got Babes and Gentlemen's Club. Well, I tell you what, they've never seen big gold, humongold in Gentlemen's Club, but Woo! They just might Saturday.
You're not going to be allowed to go. You're not even going to be allowed to go when we both know that.
I'll bring a college shirt so I can get in.
College shirt. Shit, you went to college in the 80s, Dan. I mean, you ain't even got those shirts anymore.
Okay. That's fine.
This is a lot of heat between you two.
Oh, man. We got a lot of tension.
Not Wait. Sexual, just wrestling tension.
Dan, when did y'all wrestle last? You beat him last time y'all went head-to-head?
Yeah, every time we went head-to-head, yeah.
Oh.
Dan, that's probably 2 years ago now. I've grew a little hair on my chest and figured out some things. So just keep bringing up the past. That's all you've ever done.
Wow. Mm. That's all I got.
Mm. Saturday night, the 16th, Gadsden. Where's it at, Dan?
It's at the YMCA of the Coosa Valley, 100 Walnut Street. And just remember that not only did I rank higher than Adam Priest in the PWI 500 this year, I will also be returning humongold to my family.
Mm. Adam, any parting shots before Dan leaves?
Yeah, we all know those rankings are kind of shit, so whatever, Dan.
Yeah, I know. Y'all think you're really, really too high up, in my opinion.
Oh. We'll see. Disconnecting.
But Dan, for real, it's gonna be a really good match, a really damn fucking good match. And Adam's a phenomenal wrestler. I think highly of myself these days, and I think it's gonna be worth the price of admission for that match alone, much less any of the matches we got going on Saturday.
Who else is on there?
Well, since Adam don't know anything about it, we got Manders versus Shug D. That's a big one. We got Donnie Janella in the house. We're gonna have some big tag matches. Your buddy Jason Bozeman's going to call out Chris McInnes. So that's always something to unfold. So
I might need to bring my radio guy. I might need to bring my radio guy down there. So I got some back.
Conrad's Who's your radio guy? Conrad's out of town. We'll see if we can roll down. That might be a fun one to roll into. Adam, I don't think I can help you in Gadsden, or unless, man, if I go against Dan in Gadsden, that's bad news.
I don't know.
Gadsden screw job.
You might be taking the Adam Priest shirt off with a CMD shirt underneath.
Oh!
Like Mike Tyson.
Yeah. We'll see who's looking at the lights and the shirt over the face at the end, bud.
Oh, snap.
Well. You see these waves behind me? They don't swim themselves. So I'm going to jump back in. You can keep doing your car promo.
See you, Dan.
Tell Nasty Leroy I said, hey, Adam, I'll see y'all later.
All right.
Nasty Leroy. Now you got to deal with Nasty Leroy. What's that?
Well, do you know who Nasty Leroy is?
Yeah.
Nasty got one up on me one night. And everybody loves to bring it up, but we're not going to go down that road.
Okay. All right, dude, man. I can't wait to hang out with you next, man. Like you said, it's been too long since we watched some wrestling. Maybe I can get down there the 16th. That's just Saturday down to Gadsden. Man, that's true. If you walk out of Gadsden with Humongo, buddy, I'm talking about some nuclear heat.
Well, guess what? I'll be back and back, and they can keep putting the heat on me. I don't care.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, we got to let everybody get to know you. First of all, shout out Instagram, Twitter, Adam_Priest_. Do you got merch running anywhere?
Say what?
Merch? You have merch anywhere for sale?
Yeah, I got Store Frontiers on all those apps on the Instagram or Twitter. The link's on there. That's the merch online, and I have merch in person if you come into shows.
Instagram and Twitter, follow him there, and then you can get the merch link there. Let's do the countdown, brother. 10 questions, 10 to 1. We'll let you get out of here. Starting with 10, name something that's a perfect 10 in your life.
Ooh, that's tough. Probably nothing other than Mr. Perfect, baby. That's probably it.
having you Mongols pretty 10.
Yeah, it's a 10. I was just thinking of all the mistakes I've made in my life. So I just –
Something right now is a 10. Being New South champs, a 10.
That's right. All right, thanks. Thanks
you
for saying
you were on – we didn't even talk about AEW Dark. You've been on there 12 times.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I had a few runs there, so.
We gotta get you back and get a big dub for you. That was a hell of a – what's your – of all the AEW matches, what's your favorite?
Me and Lee Johnson had a really good match with Dustin Rhodes in his corner. Got to show what I could do in that match, I feel like. And me and Allen Angels had a decent match. Had a pretty good one.
I think the first one with Allen was pretty damn good.
Yeah, my first one was with Allen. I had a lot of tag matches. And then me and Lee kind of later in my run had a really good match, and I thought I showed what I could do. So those are probably the two to note.
Go check that out on AEW Dark. Number 9, name something you wish was no more in your life. This could be probably pet peeves, bad drivers, Cabana Man Dan, internet trolls.
The internet, period, probably. if it has its good and bads, the internet drives me crazy. Everybody getting their feelings hurt. That's a pet peeve. Everybody hurt getting their feelings hurt. That's probably it, too.
That's why you can't even tell us your Ric Flair story. People get their feelings hurt.
Yep.
8. What's the last thing you want to eat? What's your last meal when you die? Mix and match. This could be any cooking, any food. You can have it family members. You can have it restaurant. You can have appetizers, dessert, whatever you want.
I'm kind of a meat and potatoes kind of guy. So, I mean, any steak, rolls, you know, probably steak, fries, rolls, you know, anything like that. You know, I'm pretty meat and potatoes. So that's about as good as it gets to me.
Dessert?
Probably a big strip, medium, with some fries, rolls.
Yeah. So now you're dialing it in. Now you're dialing it in.
Yeah. Dessert. I mean, probably some ice cream.
You're like 0% body fat. When's the last time you even had dessert?
I had Dippin' Dots the other day, bro. So come on now. I love some Dippin' Dots.
Ice cream of the future, dude.
Yeah, and we're in the future, baby. Do you remember when you couldn't get them anywhere but a minor league baseball game? Do you remember that? Like, they were
fair or fair.
Okay. That, and now they're in freaking gas stations. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, they had, yeah. Well, I remember when they came to Gadsden, where I'm from, they had a little bitty tiny thing in the mall, and we were like, well, here, the future is now.
It's now, baby.
Number 7, when you were 7 years old, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, probably a pro wrestler.
Already at 7? You were that deep into it?
Oh, yeah. That was probably the heart of it. I mean, I remember that was probably the deepest and hard. I mean, I cried when Kane and RVD lost the tag belts. I mean, that's how deep I was.
Come on!
That was my favorite tag team growing up. You know, that little run that they had, so.
All right, 5. 5-finger discount. What's the last thing you stole? If you say Dippin' Dots.
Well, next question. stole a woman's heart. That's probably the last thing I stole.
Yeah. Do you still got it?
Yeah. Yeah. Right now. Give me a few months. I'll F that up too. So.
All right. Four. Give me your Mount Rushmore. Top four Little Debbies.
Is there different Little Debbies?
Oh, God. I knew when you were in shape, you didn't even know.
Well, is that – give me examples.
Oatmeal cream pie?
No.
Nutty Buddy?
I'm sorry.
Cosmic brownie, regular brownie, Swiss cake roll?
I like brownies.
Honey bun.
Honey bun, brownies, honey bun.
Listen, Swiss cake rolls, Christmas tree cake, zebra cake, fudge round, star crunch.
You know too many of these, dog.
Banana twins, strawberry shortcake, pumpkin spice rolls. All right, you got?
Brownie,
yeah.
Zebra cake, honey bun.
You said one more. What was it? Star Crunch.
No. Sure.
Like, sure, whatever.
You're
too in shape with that.
No.
All right, two random animals that you could combine. If you could combine any two animals for no reason.
What a dumb question.
You could do a monkey oyster. You could do a giraffe, lion. You could do whatever you wanted. Two random animals.
A shark and a horse. I don't know.
A shark horse.
I guess.
So is he a shark head with a horse body, or is he a horse head on a shark body?
It has to be a shark head. Can you imagine that thing running across the pasture at you?
No, you don't want no part of that.
No.
And I just thought if he had a horse head, he'd be a giant seahorse, which we already have.
Yeah, so, yeah. I
shark head
yeah,
on a sure. horse.
Woo. Yeah, probably. What about a hammerhead shark on a horse?
You're going hammerhead on a horse's body. But we got to – somebody put that together. See, that's what the internet's good for. If you say somebody make a hammerhead horse, somebody will do it.
Yeah, I've seen some of the weird, you know, shark on a something. You know, I've seen those online, but I didn't expect to be asked that question today. So
this needs to be your nickname, the hammerhead horse.
Well.
Adam Priest, the hammerhead horse.
Well, that might get me more bookings. I don't know.
I think you're going to
learn. We're talking about something else.
All right, and one, give me your first concert you ever went to.
Oh, this is funny. Nobody's going to expect this. This is a funny question. The first concert, and you hear me talk and you're not going to believe it, but I went to a Jay-Z concert in Birmingham.
Nice.
Like when I was in high school, it was that Watch the Throne album or whatever it was.
Strong.
But I just went with some buddies. Obviously, Jay-Z's not up my, you know, he's not.
He wasn't
spot.
On your radar. You just was going.
I mean, I knew some of the stuff, you know, right. But I'm more of a country music guy, so a rock guy. So
how'd it turn out?
Oh, it was cool. You know, we were the minority there, but it was cool.
I mean, country fans.
Oh, yeah.
What's the last concert you went to?
Probably one of those Rock the South concerts that night. Kid Rock
Festival.
Kid Rock probably headlined that night. That was pretty dope. Seen Kid Rock there, Charlie Daniels. You name it, man. Everybody's been there, so I've seen
a
lot.
Big old festival.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, dude, man, thanks for taking the time to hang out with us. Big fan of your work, dude. Happy to call you a friend, man. Let's watch some wrestling soon, and maybe I can get down to Gaston this Saturday.
Yeah, man, hit me up whenever, and we'll figure it out, dude. Thanks for having me on.
Follow him Instagram, Twitter, Adam_Priest_. You can get his link to his merch there. Best thing you could do is tweet him, tell him you appreciated him on the show. You can buy a t-shirt. That's the best way to thank him for being on the show. And go see him when he comes near you. Go watch him on AEW Dark. And Adam, appreciate it, brother. Everybody thank else, you. Stay mad.
Stay mad, buddy.
Welcome in, new friend of the show, Frenzy Designs. What is Frenzy Designs? That's where they take your pictures and they bring them to life in a cool custom sports design for you. Whether you need a great way to recognize your seniors or just a really cool team banner for your next tournament, Frenzy Designs can help. No order is too small, no place is too far away. They've shipped to 43 states and Canada just last year alone. We're going to help them get to 50 here in 2020. If you want to check out their work, visit frenzy-designs.com. That's with a dash in the middle, frenzy-designs.com. The symbol, not the words, idiots. Listen, frenzy-designs.com. Or you can give them a call today, 888-6-FRENZY. That's 888-637-3699. Frenzy Designs, your place for custom sports banners and posters. I will say they make an absolute incredible gift for anyone. Coaches, players, teammates, the whole deal. They can make a banner for your outfield. They can make it fit up on your wall in your room. Whatever it is, it does not matter. Frenzy Designs will take your picture and bring it to life. Even if Cole Kublik doesn't think it's a sport, Frenzy Designs can still help you out. Like I said, check them out, frenzy-designs.com, or you can follow them on Twitter at Frenzy Designs as well. And be sure to tell them Cassio sent you.